Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, deep right center field. Going back is O'Neill to the track, nearing the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone! And Max Kepler has homered to right field. It's a two-run shot. It just cleared over the high wall and right. His 12th of the year, and it's 3-0 Phillies.
Well, tremendous job by Kepler last night. Could be one of his last games as a Phil. If they bring up Justin Crawford.
Could be it. Yep.
Yeah. Could be a way to go out.
You know what? Wow. It's a poignant goodbye if it is his last game.
Especially if the Phils win the division by one game.
How about that? Maybe we'll that's part of what was going into all that last night.
Pouring I just think
heart
it was
out because he knew the writing was on the wall.
Well, he also probably knows he could be near the end of his career. Like, think of Whit Merrifield last year. He stunk here. Right? Now, we didn't know he was so close to the end of his career. He retired after the season. And, you know, Kepler could be one of those kind of guys, too.
Sure.
Where this might not just be like, oh, my Philly thing's not working out. It's like, oh, my baseball career might be coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot going through his mind. All right. More of what Kepler said after the game last night. We'll get to that shortly. To the phones, reminder, tennis today at 11:30 FDR Park. Please be there if you can. There is a chance it's going to be on YouTube, our YouTube channel. We hope. The station will know close to 11:30 whether it works technologically. There's some issues in that region, that spot, to be able to put it on YouTube, but I know the station is efforting to try to make it work. It may or may not. My best advice to you, if you can't be there, is just check out the YouTube WIP channel, you know, right around 11:30, and you'll see whether it's up there or not. All right, to the phones. Malik in West Philadelphia. Malik, good morning.
Good morning, Joe, my man.
What's up, Malik?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
How are you, pal? I feel ready. I feel good. I really do. I'm at that point where, you know, all athletes go through this. It's like, when do you finish eating?
How do you know?
And when do you last go to the bathroom? That's what I'm down to.
Just, all athletes.
Really?
Yeah.
You're really overthinking this.
No. Go ahead, Malik.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Joe, you're not as frail. I'm letting y'all know now. Joe is not as frail as y'all claim him to be.
Really?
That man, yes, I delivered his books the other day.
Oh, then Malik, this is you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and he helped me push a 2,000-pound skid up a ramp.
Oh, what?
Fragile people can't do stuff like that. I've been a truck driver for 11 years, and Joe could be my second man.
Wow. So he's less fragile than advertised.
So
maybe
Joe,
that
Joe
shot really
possum?
Did work.
Yeah,
wait, what kind of shot was that?
That was 3,000 bucks. It was anabolic steroids.
Holy cow. We know the secret.
Listen, Joe is the man. Jack, he got a problem
Joe
with his hands.
Joe's juicing.
Today,
That's the secret.
No wonder
Malik
he's been so confident.
On this, some an illicit secret to this whole competition. It could blow this whole thing up.
That's why you had that letter from Balco the other
That's
day.
Right.
I got it.
I'm like Bonds.
Balco.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yo, Joe, you my guy, and I just want to let the whole Tri-State area know that I got the first signed book.
He got the book. He got the first of the 3,000.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Yep. And it's looking good. I didn't start reading it yet. I just skimmed through it, but I want to, you know, have some time so I can sit down comfortably with my tea. I might take a bubble bath when I do it.
Good man.
Malik, you might be like Joe in disguise here. That's unbelievable.
Malik, I love you. Good man. Good man,
my
Malik.
God, man. Good luck today, man.
Thanks,
Into
buddy. Hey, Malik, keep calling our show. Thanks, bud.
No
doubt. You making friends
good stuff,
out there.
Man. Yeah. Well, you know, so I got to be careful. Like, I can't hand
you
out.
Drop
like
your book in the bath.
Yeah.
Malik.
I can't hand out thousands because, you know. But, like, he delivered 3,000 books to me.
Yeah,
like,
you kind of have to.
I got
to
give him a book.
Of course you
there's
do.
There's 3,000 right there.
Would have been bad.
All right. Sirianni. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni because he's got some decisions to make for tomorrow night. Eagles have a game. Tomorrow night, Eagles and the Bengals. And he was asked yesterday about, you know, what's going into the process of making the decision. So who plays, who doesn't. Here's what he said.
Have you made a decision about Thursday with playing?
Yeah, still thinking through all those things. You know, everything's discussed. We spent a lot of time discussing it, and we'll see how that goes. And, you know, today's practice will, you know, this will be our third day in a row in practice, and we'll see how guys are feeling after this and go from there.
All right, so what you'd expect? A non-answer.
Well,
he knows that,
out
right?
At practice yesterday, we were there. Yeah. It was our last chance to see these guys. They were in shorts, and the starters from the first team,
yep,
were wearing pennies in other people's numbers. So you had
Scout
Lane
team.
Johnson in whatever he was, number 90,
mm-hmm,
playing defensive line, and that was what the practice looked
is
like.
Is that Trey Hendrickson?
I'm not sure what he – I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. So you had the starters on the scout team almost exclusively yesterday out of practice. It definitely makes you think that the backups, the second string, third string, and then some,
yeah,
those are the guys playing. The starters, yeah, they're not going to –
Let me ask you guys a question. Have the four of you – because I've made this adjustment in the last year or so. Have you made the adjustment to just embrace – what we get with the preseason and not let what we don't get not bother you anymore?
Yeah, it doesn't stop bothering
me. Doesn't bother me at all. Zero.
Because it bothered me a lot until recently.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Nope.
Well, hold on. Last year we saw the defense play in the preseason and that was beneficial.
I don't want them to play.
I'm
very happy that they don't play. This
yeah
has proven to work. Like, the guys have been, we've been
I
to two
to
Super Bowls,
guys,
and we've had 43 out of 44 starters healthy in the Super Bowls, and one of them got hurt in the playoff run to it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I look at this as a great thing.
I'm not
happy about it.
I'm not playing Jalen. Like, if I'm the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm not playing Jalen Hurts. I'm certainly
Jalen
not playing Saquon. I'm running back. Are you kidding me?
I'm talking about Jahad Campbell.
The defense,
no, that's
play
different.
Well,
yeah. No, there's
young guys I'm fine with. Young guys I'm fine with.
And guys competing for a starting spot.
Last year,
exactly,
we saw a lot of the young guys on the defensive side get a chance to open it up and play in the preseason. I hope we see some of that again. I know we're going to see it at edge rusher because we got a bunch of guys who are competing for those backup spots. But the cornerback spot, too. We got guys about to go out and win jobs in this preseason
or
game.
Lose.
It really will matter. Yeah, or lose jobs.
Yes.
And by the way, the Moro Ojomo, he's got the defensive tackle job. Jordan Davis.
I'm not playing him.
He's having a really good camp. No,
I'm not playing Ojomo.
But he's not playing. Moro Ojomo's not playing. These D tackles, you got a ton of guys who are playing with a chance to win jobs, none of whom we really know at all. We know Ty Robinson because he was drafted.
Gabe Hall out there.
Byron Young, Gabe Hall, Jacob Sykes, Joe Evans. These are guys like from San Francisco, free agents from San Francisco, from the 49ers, from college football. You've got guys we've never heard of. Probably going to make this team.
When you need them for depth, you're going to get to know them.
They just traded Thomas Booker. Yeah, the fourth D tackle spot is wide open.
100%.
Right. By the way, Eagles pulled a fast one.
Yes.
With the depth chart, the first official depth chart this week. So I have a keen eye to look for, you know, the interesting spots. You know, you wanted to see safety, you wanted to see corner. So corner, you know, opposite of Quinyon, the starters, they've got two players listed for one spot with a slash in between. Adoree Jackson, you know, slash Keely Ringo. Like, it's up for grabs between those two. Safety, same thing, opposite of Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown slash Andrew Mukubu. But they pulled a fast one at D-tackle. Starting defensive tackles, ultra-pluralized. Defensive tackle Jalen Carter, starter. Defensive tackle Jordan Davis, starter. Defensive tackle Moro Ojomo, starter. You don't put three out there on the field at the same time. It's nonsense.
Well, they could if they did a 3-4.
But they
essentially
don't.
Yeah, 3-4.
So here's let me break it down. They didn't want to say Jordan Davis isn't a starter because he's a first-round draft pick.
He's a starter at nose tackle.
They didn't, but they didn't want to.
This is their base.
But they didn't want to say he's not a starter. They know Moro Ojomo is going to play more.
They do put the three out there at the same time, though, in a 3-4 defense. Like, it's a nose tackle and two defensive tackles out there.
I mean, but they got edge guys. That's out there with Hunt and Nolan Smith. Like, they don't normally have five guys out there at the same time.
I'm saying base. That's the base.
They made a 12-man starter.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they definitely did.
No, they did.
They just don't want anybody to
start guys at different times.
It's base up front, and it's nickel behind. They have too many guys.
They pulled a fast
also,
one.
For those,
it's okay.
Do you remember what Chip Kelly said about that?
On the line here, this really does matter. It matters to every single one of these guys that they be listed as a starter.
It's huge.
So
it is.
I don't know that it is with the team.
I mean, remember Chip Kelly when he was asked a question about the unofficial depth chart. He's like, coaches don't care about that. He's like, Boyko filled that out, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, for the team ones that come out during training camp, I don't think those are any real information.
You ready for my statement? I do not believe that football operations did not have their hand in this depth chart. I just don't believe it.
No, I'm joking. I don't think that Boyko really filled it out for Chip. I'm just saying that when they put these together, they don't take them very seriously in terms of what they're putting out there.
But here's what I'm getting at. They didn't want to not list Jordan Davis as a starter.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he's making 10-something million. They committed to year five, and they didn't want to list him as a starter.
These charts matter more than you think. They matter more.
Oh, it matters to me.
They matter to me, too. They matter to the players a ton. And these find their way into the media guides before the games. I guarantee every single guy sits in front of his locker, opens it up to the roster, and makes sure he's a starter. I did it every single game. Every single game I ever played. That mattered.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
To me.
Well, can I ask a quick question?
I'm talking about the preseason ones. Well, in-season, they matter, obviously.
But, John, technically, and I'm being very technical here. Aren't you only a starter in an NFL game if you play the first play?
Yeah.
Which you as a fullback might not play because you might have three receivers.
It used to be you were 95% regular personnel. So you had two backs,
on first and
one
10.
Tight end, and two wide receivers.
Yeah, yeah.
It was always regular that you'd start a game at.
I got you. All right.
So, yeah.
Let's get to some of this audio of Kepler. So Eagles tomorrow, we'll be talking a ton about them tomorrow. Kepler spoke a lot after the game last night, both with T-Mac and John Kruk, and then also at his locker room. Let's get to the audio of the interview with Tom McCarthy and John Kruk on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Two notable things Kepler said. We'll start with this. When he began the process of opening up about some of what he's gone through.
There's some relief behind it. I feel like I've been battling the unlucky type ball and play with no result for a long time in my career. So I just kind of try and put my head down and keep going. This one's been tougher than I think the most in my career if I reflect on it. But I really am not trying to reflect too much and just trying to stay present and keep moving forward.
All right, Kepler last night. He also said more because then that interview continued and this occurred.
Phillies fans sometimes can be a little rough, Max. They were complaining yesterday that y'all scored too many runs because they wanted to see Durant come in the game.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think the boos are their love language, you know, so.
That's it. That's it.
But, yeah, I don't know why they were booing towards the end of that last inning there. But, you know, I think I've given up trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm here doing my thing.
Well, let me ask you, how do you stay present? How do you stay present after all these years playing baseball?
It's hard. To be honest, I can't say I have been the most present lately. But I just try and confide in my brothers and just enjoy what they do, watch them do their thing, and try and play small ball. And when I try and, you know, like I laid down a bunt in New York, and if I play unselfish baseball, then I feel like I'm within the team and the collective, and I'm not as, you know, thinking about the results having to come my way in the future. So,
well,
that's a beautiful way to think.
It really is.
Look, very forthcoming last night from Kepler.
Unbelievable.
Very forthcoming.
Boos are our love language, or the fans' love language. He understands. He may not be playing very good baseball lately, aside from last night, but he understands the fans.
Yeah, he
understands that we care.
That we
care.
Yes.
Yeah. We care.
He definitely gets it, and he might not be in town ever again.
Yeah, no, he could be gone soon.
That might be it for him.
Could be it. Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing well, Tom. How about you?
Hey. I'm good, but John, I don't know. The sun's starting to peek out here. They might want to postpone this tennis match.
Could you imagine if that occurred? Holy man!
Kind of, because that's what we saw last week. It was a late postponement.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's
not going to happen today.
Yeah, it was nice of Mrs. Both John to call in. do you guys know he's a bully?
Which one, Spike?
Mrs. Both John, yeah.
Yeah, he just tries to act like a tough guy.
Well, no, Hugh Douglas said he was a bully yesterday on the air, so I'm just going off of what Hugh said.
I did not hear that. Okay.
Hugh said Spike is a bully.
Correct. Yeah, it was a whole thing yesterday. But, Joe, I need you to go out, and I need you to win this thing 6-0 today. You got that?
So I'd certainly like to do that, and I do. Look, if Jack can't play, I'm going to win convincingly. Now, I can't tell you I might not lose a game or two if he can't play, because I could have my own errant shots. But if he's not very good, I expect to win comfortably.
Yeah, I expect you to win this comfortably as well.
Because Tom, let me just say this. I said it yesterday. It's worth saying again. Goal number one today is to win. Goal number two today is to make a statement.
Yes.
And that statement is to Fritz, to Spike, to Ike, and to everyone who has doubted me in this process. I want to put doubt in their minds if I go up 2-1 in convincing fashion that I actually can win this thing. Because
see,
I know I can.
Together, Joe.
Yeah, I know I can. And there's still a lot of people. Like Spike, to me, is too confident that Jack will beat me in basketball. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. I don't know. But I know this. I'm preparing for what I need to prepare for, and I know I've got some basketball skill. I'm not great, but I know I can shoot, and I know I can do some crafty stuff, and I know that he'll get my best shot. And we don't know if Jack can reach down and give an opponent his best shot consistently. He did great in baseball. He did. He did great.
Yep.
But we'll find out.
All right. Sounds like you got that all together. So Max Kepler is not a Philly guy. I think we can all say that, right? Their booing is their love language. Who says that?
Yeah, someone from the Midwest.
I like that. Like, I don't.
You know, he's German, right? He's from Germany.
Is it Germany?
He's the first German baseball player. He's from Germany. Like, he is a German.
East or West?
It feels very evolved.
Honestly, I think he's too young for that to matter.
It kind of sounds like English might be a second language, the way he talks. There's like an uncomfortableness when he speaks.
So, Devin, I'm struck by you. You're cool with them. I'm not bothered by it, but I do think it applies more to younger people talking that way. But I think older people, like the love language thing, is not a Philadelphia way of talking about sports.
Not even close.
It's not.
I mean, I have zero problem with it. I don't. Yeah, like I guess
it's fine. It's a little different, but it's fine.
It's a weird thing to say.
It's weird.
It is.
I don't think it's that weird.
I think it's creative.
I liked it actually.
I
did you
respect
say creepy,
that.
John?
No, it's creative to look
creative.
At it that way.
Okay.
Tom, what's the proper time for me to go to the bathroom the last time before the competition? Because I'm thinking like 2 minutes from now.
27.
I think you're thinking too much about going to the bathroom.
Whenever you
don't
want.
Know how bad I have to go to the bathroom.
No, I get it.
Tom, we got
to go.
Tom, we got to end this. Tom, we got to end the segment. I got to go to the bathroom. Give me an answer. Give me a funny scene involving a female.
Well, I cannot unsee Elaine Benes do her dance.
Great
answer. I've been waiting for that one. Tom, good call. Hey, Tom, will you be there today?
Of course I'll be there as long as you actually play the match.
We're playing the match. Good call, Tom. Appreciate it. All right, Elaine's dance, Seinfeld, good stuff. 215-592-9494. I meant to get to it earlier. We'll get to it next. Schwarber on the praise that he received from Ryan Howard. Obviously, Schwarber's got a shot to track down Ryan Howard's team record for homers in a season. What Schwarber said, we'll play that, plus times yours, phone calls, and all the topics on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you finally made a decision. It is time for you to get a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You've talked to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you because what you might not know is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery. Then once you have your new replacement, here's the best part. You already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapists to help you fully heal because they are experts in balanced gait training and pain management because your joint replacement needs are very unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan. It's going to get you back to feeling strong. Most importantly, back to the things that you love to do. I know two people who've actually done this in the past year, different replacement surgeries they had. They went to rehab before, and it's made a huge difference in their recovery. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.